There are major questions this morning about the recording of car accidents. It's been revealed some police reports have been altered and recorded as happening hundreds of metres away from where they've actually occurred. The transport agency says these are unintentional mistakes, but a road crash investigation reports that the agency altered police records and says it's making it harder to identify accident black spots. Our reporter Phil Pennington is across this. Phil, kia ora, good morning. What's going on here?
Well, morning, Susie. What we have at the transport agency Waka Kotahi is categorically rejecting any suggestion of deliberate inaccuracy in these crash records. But we've found in just one area, 8 out of 34 crashes, almost a quarter, mislocated the scene of the accident. That's since 2015. Now, this is at a notoriously bendy section of State Highway 45, the surf highway, if you like, at Tararaumaka, 20 kilometres southwest of New Plymouth. All are minor, non-injury crashes. Now, the agency initially did not acknowledge there had been any mislocations. Now it has, but it's putting this down to a human or computer error. But pressed again last night about this, they were unable to tell me how widespread this might be, saying they're still assessing that.
The independent investigation, though, suggesting that this is not just human or computer error.
Yes, that's right. I came across this investigation of a 2018 crash between two vans. It's done by a forensics expert who was working for the lawyer of one of the drivers who was charged with careless use. This was at the worst bend in this valley, a corner that comes out of a straight heading west into this small windy valley. It's got a 55 kilometre an hour speed advisory. The investigator looked and found crashes in the police records and couldn't find in the NZTA's crash analysis system the corresponding crash. Now, in these crashes, vehicles had skidded, hit a bank, hit another vehicle, one truck ended up across both lanes. No serious injuries or fatalities here. But in all, 6 out of these 11 crashes, more than half of them, had been shifted along the highway up to 1 kilometre away from this bend. Now, that shift has happened despite clear police descriptions, drawings, in one case a photo, in 3 cases, GPS coordinates.
OK, what else did they say?
Well, the investigator declined to talk to us, but their report says that NZTA changed location information in 6 police traffic crash reports. It crossed out some intersection references and added new ones. It ignored latitude and longitude in 2 of those reports. 3 times the report says that mislocating crashes in this way does not help to identify or fix crash black spots. Now, it turned out that in 5 of these 6 mislocated crashes, it was a wet day when there was the crash, and the investigator has used this and NZTA's own annual survey of highway grip to argue against the police that it was a slippery road surface to blame and not the driver.
And these 6 mislocations, that's not the end of it.
No, it's not. Once the agency had admitted to the mislocations, just at the end of last week, it then checked 23 nearby crashes and found 2 of those had also been mislocated. I asked them, does that indicate that, well, up to 10% of crash analysis locations in their system could be wrong nationwide? No, they said, but offered little explanation, though they did upgrade that CAS system last year.
Is it clear why this has been happening?
No, it's not, and they didn't admit to it. They rather explained, first up, that they're recording the start of the crash, not the end of it. That's why it's different from the police's record. A very long skid, for instance. Twice it insisted that this was the approach it was taking for all road crashes everywhere, and that's why they didn't always match police. It then added, sometimes they had to fix discrepancies in police crash records, but the eyewitness reports of the police who are at the scene, unlike NZTA, is clear. In this case, the vehicles lost grip at the bend itself. Now, the agency is now saying that these mislocations were unintentional. 3 due to human error, 5 to computer error. Repeatedly said it categorically rejects any deliberate inaccuracies. It pains to point out that there are many factors when they're looking at a road, how risky it is and whether to spend on upgrading it, that there are many factors that come into it, not just crash analysis. Now, I approached a few other crash investigators, independents, about this. They expressed surprise at these mislocations, too nervous to go on record. One, though, says it's very serious as they rely on this location data for their investigations.
Now, has that bend then with the 11 crashes been fixed?
Well, it has, Susie. They did roadworks at this bend in June 2018, yet there have been at least 3 more quick crashes since then. 2 local people told me they're very used to the crashes there, pleased to have talked publicly about it. Now, this stretch of road has a low priority score for upgrading in the agency's system, lower than the straighter stretch of road on South 45 west of the valley. And so we'll wait to see, in fact, the extent of this and whether it's in play in other parts of the country.